Journalist Faye Flam interviewed risk communication expert Peter M. Sandman on March 3, 2021, about his top gripes about how public health professionals are communicating COVID-19 risk. This is Segment 4, Science versus Values. For the other segments, the complete 2-hour interview, or other content on coronavirus risk communication, go to www.psandman.com.
That really segues right to point number 5 in your list, which is science versus politics, cloaking experts' value judgments and partisan opinions in the mantle of science. That one is, I think, incredibly important to talk about.
Absolutely. In my judgment, it's extremely objectionable for scientists to pretend or imagine, and sometimes I can't tell whether they're pretending or imagining, that their value judgments are scientific. This is not just about COVID-19, of course. I mean, there's a long-standing tendency for experts to think that their value judgments are part of their expertise. For decades, I have told clients that how safe X is a technical question. How safe is safe enough is not a technical question. And if you are the expert on how safe it is to go outside without a mask, that doesn't make you the expert on whether people should go outside without a mask, which is a how safe is safe enough question that has nothing to do with your scientific expertise. You know, we need your scientific expertise to answer that question, but it is not a scientific question. It is, the piece of jargon is it's a trans-scientific question. I hope trans is still something we can say without raising all kinds of other questions.
Yes.
It's a trans-scientific question, and technical expertise can't answer that question. And people with technical expertise don't have privileged opinions on that non-technical question. But of course, it's human to think that, you know, your opinion is always privileged. So technical people tend to want to claim that their non-technical opinions deserve special attention. And I am simply not interested in an epidemiologist's opinion on whether schools should be reopened. I'm interested in an epidemiologist's opinion on how much more the virus will spread if schools are reopened. That's a technical question. But whether schools should be reopened, that's not their field. And it bothers me when they try to pretend that it is.
I think the key question here is how can we help sort of think more clearly about when experts are offering the scientific technical opinions that are the right ones, the ones that they've studied and are competent to answer. And when is there a warning light that can come on in our heads when they've overstepped their lane and are starting to tell us what should be and what we should do in making ethical judgments that are cloaked as science or political judgments that are cloaked as science?
Yeah, and that distinction that you just made is worth making too. I mean, I think it's important for technical people to try to distinguish their technical opinions from their value judgments. But it's particularly important to distinguish their technical opinions from their partisan political value judgments. The polarization of COVID-19 is something that I think both sides are responsible for. I mean, the ways in which President Trump and the right more generally polarized mask wearing, for example, are obvious enough not to belabor. But the ways in which sort of the left-leaning public health profession helped polarize COVID-19 precautions is important to notice. The most obvious example is back in the day when a lot of public health professionals explicitly said it was horribly dangerous for anti-lockdown demonstrators to have a march on City Hall, but not terribly dangerous for anti-racism demonstrators to have a march on City Hall. And they were comparable marches, but one was a march that most public health people disapproved of, and the other was a march that most public health people approved of. And somehow, I mean, you have a right to say, I like this march, I don't like that march, I agree with this bunch of people, I don't agree with that bunch of people. But when you start saying, you know, this march is dangerous and that march probably isn't, you know, you're conflating your political judgments with your professional judgments. And that's incredibly dangerous to the credibility of public health. And it, you know, it did more to undermine COVID-19 precautions, I think, than anything President Trump did.